Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
SinCityRadio.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Mission from God.
I was just bullshitting, man.
SinCityRadio.net.
Let me pay for they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
SinCityRadio.net. SinCityRadio.net.
SinCityRadio.
Using her alias Janine for now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it is. Glorified adultery, but it's also a love story, I think.
So, now, with that being said, I mean, if that was Obama, would it still be a love story?
I mean, we looking on the outside in, so we don't know. I mean, the show is showing us the inside of this whole thing. That's just like, hell, Clinton. We don't know what goes on the inside, but I guess because the show is actually showing us all the details of what has gone on, I mean, it kind of let you, I don't know, I guess you can form your opinion from all the things that has occurred.
Okay. All right, but now,
maybe I misunderstood the meaning of adultery, but don't that mean you cheating on your wife?
Or her husband, or spouse.
Yeah. Right.
But see, my thing is, and see, this is my thing. This is what I'm tripping about, and I'm not saying you per se, but you have a lot of people out here that, and I mean, we all got Facebook pages, we all got, and you see all these quotes, that motherfucker that do this, motherfucker that do that, real man ain't shit, and this, that, and other. But then you turn around and you, oh, Olivia, yay, they back together. You're glorifying cheating. And Father Time.
I agree with you, Cass.
Sir. Yes, sir. You glorify.
Hey, y'all, look, check this out, though. I'm in the video chat room. I'm all by myself. I need some help. I'm looking at myself.
Boy, you just made that sound real creepy.
Right.
I'm just saying. I'm lonely.
Oh,
but look, check this out, man. When it comes to scandal, like I say, I'm Team Fitz all the way because he wants the truth to come out. You know what I mean? And I technically don't see it as cheating on his wife because his wife knows. So you really can't call that cheating because she know. And she ain't do a damn thing to stop
it. What?
How is it cheating when the other person know?
But ain't they still married?
Yeah, they're still married, and his wife know.
Okay.
And she don't have a problem with it.
But in the real world, that'll be cheating, bruh.
What I'm saying is, right, it's cheating if she don't know. But if she knows,
Wait a minute, hold on.
Did she always know?
She knew from day one. She knew from day one that
she knew
that
from the first season that they was fucking around on the campaign trail. She been
she
knew.
She knew, or she speculated.
No, she a fool.
No,
she knew.
He caught them kids, though. He was kissing her or something in the elevator.
Right. And that was in the first season. She knew from the damn beginning they was messing around.
Yeah, she knew.
Okay, so now my question is, did she go out and cheat?
They haven't said it. They ain't wrote that part of the storyline yet.
Not well. I don't want to hear they ain't wrote that part of the story yet. Did she do it?
I think they kind of hinted to it, but they didn't show if she did or not. Remember, they kind of hinted that she had a man put her on the side.
I don't remember her ever having anybody.
They never showed it. They kind of hinted around by saying that, but they never showed it to say if it was true or not.
Well, I'm down with the president. That motherfucker came out and said, hey, look, I'm tired of all this bullshit. I'm just going to tell the truth, and whatever happened, happened. Fuck it.
I mean, so it shows that to me, it shows that even though people cheat,
yeah, you said
adultery,
they always want to
make it seem like the other woman is just a whore, and the man don't, or the woman don't give a fuck about that other person. And to me, it kind of shows that they can fall in love with each other. That person don't always have to be a whore on the side, or she trying to break up your marriage. Maybe your marriage was just fucked up from the beginning.
I'm sorry, if that character was a lead character, was a man, I would be tossing that motherfucker out. Man, that's some bullshit. If that motherfucker was a man and the woman was a president, y'all would be like, oh, he's fucked up. You know, they're breaking a happy home. Y'all some biased people.
Why always gotta be the other woman or the other man breaking up a happy home? If it was so happy, why is you going out cheating in the first place?
Exactly.
Okay, but why are you faking it then?
Why am my
wife happy?
I didn't hear you.
Why are you faking that happy home then? I don't even believe what I see. God damn it. Fucking all this noise. You know, they faking it for the public that it's a happy marriage. Did nobody know?
Right, they've been doing that since the beginning.
They've been doing that for years, right?
But
right,
it's
they ain't
for
never
the
been
public,
happy.
That's for the public for because of his presidency. That don't got nothing to do with what goes on in the inner circles, what everybody else know on the inside. They know it ain't happy. Everybody else know it ain't happy.
If she was a goddamn, if her name wasn't Olivia, if his name was Olivia Oliver, and he was doing that shit, y'all wouldn't be talking about, go Olivia, go. Y'all was like, come here, nigga Oliver.
I'm gonna tell you this much, and I notice, and ain't no shots at nobody, but me personally, I've noticed that only the black women is really rooting for her. White women can't stand her ass.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know about all that. She a home.
Oh no, I asked around. White women can't stand her.
She's a homewrecker at the end of the day.
Well, that's
right. She's a
home. You know, it used to be the black man was going for the white woman, not even pissed off because the white man went for the black woman. And he's the president. Hell no, they ain't going to like that.
He can fuck whoever he want to fuck. He's the president. Really? That's part of the job description. Did you just spew that out your mouth?
Man, that's part of the job description for the president. He's the most powerful motherfucker in the world.
So,
now,
once again, my question to you is, okay, this guy, regardless of what his title is, he's cheating. He's a cheater. You condone that?
All I'm saying is it's not cheating when your woman
it's a yes or no answer.
Excuse me, my answer.
Yes or no.
It's not cheating when your woman know.
You a goddamn liar.
She sent him to her. She was letting him go be with Olivia.
She knew exactly where he was going.
She knew where he was going. Everything. It ain't like she tried to stop it or nothing.
Exactly. She didn't do anything. She was like, "Well,
okay,
you got to do it as long as I'm still the first lady." So.
Yep. She was looking out for herself.
That's all she cared about.
Father time. All this stuff you've been spewing at our listeners for the longest, you condoning the president cheating.
No, I'm not. That's not what I'm doing, dude. That's not what I'm doing. All I'm saying is his wife knows and she don't care. So
that's cheating, dude. If you still married, and this is from the horse's mouth. If you still married, that's cheating.
Not if your wife know, and she ain't got no problem with it. How's it cheating?
Oh, boy, you know, I can't wait to get home. You're a hypocrite. I'm sorry.
Hey, call me what you want, but if your wife know you sleeping with somebody else, and she don't have a problem with it, she actually give you permission to go see this other woman, how's it cheating? She gave him permission to go. Okay, so
she said, go to this black chick house and put your dick in it. That's what she said, right?
She gave him permission to go. As long as it didn't affect her being the first lady, she didn't give a fuck.
See, the problem now is he loves her now. You know what I'm saying? They are in love with each other. That's the difference now. So now it's affecting her. Now she's trying to shut it down. You see what I'm saying? But it's too late.
Exactly.
But it's too late now.
Since season one, she ain't had no problem with him going messing around with her. She didn't have no problem at all. As long as it didn't affect her being the first lady, she didn't give a fuck what he did.
So that's what we're saying.
Okay,
that's what
we're
saying.
Hey,
Janine,
Janine,
you watch the show? Am I lying?
No, you ain't lying.
Okay, regardless to what, I'm not saying you're lying or not, but regardless, what I'm saying is this. How can you glorify cheating? I mean, at the end of the day, I hear the spin that you keep trying to put on it, but at the end of the day, he's cheating, and you're glorifying it.
I don't think it's cheating if your wife knows.
You know what? You are a hypocrite. You are a fucking hypocrite, man.
It's cheating if the other person knows. How can it be cheating? It's not like I'm sneaking behind your back.
Wait. So, in other words, what you're saying is that, okay, if you came to me a week and we like, well, shit, man, you know, I've been cheating with such and such, such and such. Yeah, my old lady know, though. You're not going to sit here and give me the speech telling me that I shouldn't cheat.
If she know, then no. If she know for a fact that that's where you're going, every night you leave the crib, she know you're going to Toya House.
Now that you watch Scandal, it's not cheating now.
Whether it was Scandal or not, if the other person knows what you're doing, it's not cheating.
Hold on, brother. Now, I'm going to go to Janine. Janine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you and him on the same team on this, right?
It seems that way.
All right. Now, I just want to ask this question. You've been on the show for so long. You were like one of the founding people that come on the show.
Mm.
Is this man being a hypocrite or not?
Man, I don't give a fuck what you call it. It ain't cheating if the other person already know about it. If they already know you're in a relationship with somebody else, and they know for a fact that that's where you're going when you leave the crib, they know for a fact that you fucking somebody else. That's not cheating. How can you call it cheating?
You keep this show.
She know.
I mean, from what I know, Father Time does not condone cheating. He doesn't condone, you know, stepping out of the marriage and things like that.
Correct.
He feels
Except when it comes to scandal.
He feels like this is different. He feels like if the wife knows or the husband knows what the other person is doing, then that's not considered cheating. I mean, I agree with that, though.
I don't consider it cheating.
I agree with that scenario. If the other person knows, and it's basically like you giving permission. As far as I'm concerned, if you know, and you don't have a problem with it.
Thank you.
Then that's between, that's just like we do threesomes and some shit I did, you know, and he decided, you know, to go by himself or something, and I was like, okay. To me, that was not him cheating on me. I knew where he was going. So that's between me and him. And that's our relationship, and if we okay with that, then
let me
between
get this
us.
Right. Okay, let me get this right. He told her, hey, baby, I'm finna go over Olivia's house. And she said, fine, go ahead, have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking, is that how it went?
Oh, you're asking, is that how it went?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it went exactly like that.
No, I didn't go like that.
No, Father Time said. Yeah. Father Time said she gave the green light.
No, she knew where he was going. She had already caught him. She already told him, I knew you was fucking her the night you got reelected.
Okay, once again, Janine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did she, I mean, because I understand the scenario you just said. I understand that scenario. Like, okay, well, shit, yeah, I ain't feel like going tonight. I mean, you said that. In that show, at any point in time in that show, did she tell him, hey, yeah, well, fuck it, go on over there, fuck Olivia. I'm cool with it. Has she said that in the show at any point in time?
Not that I can remember, no.
So, I mean, because that's just like, okay, let's be realistic. If me and you together, and I'm doing some fuck shit, I mean, you got an idea that I'm cheating. You know what I'm saying? Let's just say,
no,
I mean.
She knew he was cheating, though. She knew he was.
Okay, hold on. Let me finish what I'm saying. Okay. Let me finish what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say you catch me. Let's just say you catch me cheating. You call me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, we had our argument. We had our debate. Whatever we had.
Hold on, man. Hold that thought, man. We got a new caller. Is this LaFonda?
Of course.
What's happening?
Not much.
All right, go with your thought, man.
All right. Man, you called me. You know, we had our argument. We had our debate. We said this, that, and the other. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I still keep doing it, though. I still keep doing it. But you caught me, but I
mm-hmm.
keep doing it. So I'm not cheating on you.
And I'm not doing nothing to stop
right.
it?
Right, you're not doing nothing. I'm doing the cheating.
Then that's the case, I don't care. Because Olivia was hired to do certain things. She could have easily been fired off the campaign trail and things like that. But she wanted to be first lady. She wanted him to be president. That was more important to her. So you can't have values. My thing is, you can't have values one day and the next day you don't.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. Okay, I understand what you're saying about that.
Uh-huh.
But everything.
Uh-huh.
Y'all keep evading the question. Is that cheating?
How is it cheating if you know I'm going to see somebody else? You know I'm going to see somebody. And you're not doing anything to stop me.
Wait. It's not like she. See, this is the difference. I understand what you're trying to say, but what you say, but she's not giving. She not doing like Janine. She didn't call him and say, "Well, Olivia lonely tonight, so go on over there." He's the president. She can't stop him. He doing it because he want to do it. She can't stop him.
She's not going to stop him because she wants to still be the first lady. See, that's the part you're not getting, man.
I'm saying one thing, you saying another thing. Okay, I understand all that. I understand. Okay, but nevertheless, he's still cheating. Now, at the end of the day, he's still cheating.
So how is it cheating if she know? That's the part I don't understand. How is it cheating? Okay, I'm married. I go out sleep with another woman. My wife finds out. She say, "Oh, you cheated on me." Yep, I cheated on you because you didn't know. Now the next time I go see that woman, how can my wife say I'm cheating because she already know I'm seeing her? So how am I cheating
on her? You're still cheating, regardless of what you say.
How is that cheating? If she already knows, she know I'm with this woman.
Okay, but that, just because she not saying nothing, maybe she don't want to say nothing because she don't want you to leave because she knows for a fact that you could possibly leave her for this woman because this woman got to be giving you something that she not giving you.
But see, that's something totally different, though. How am I cheating? If we're together, LaFonda, we together. We a couple. We together. You know I'm fucking Cynthia. You didn't call us together. You know I am.
Now, I could easily leave you, but I still want to be with
you. No, wait a minute. Let me finish. You call us together. You call us. I come back home. You take me back. And then I go out, and I hook up with Cynthia again, and then you catch us again. How am I cheating on you? You already knew
you
I was with Cynthia.
So
how am I cheating?
How's it cheating?
She's
still just not opening her mouth to say nothing. She's not trying to shop it.
But that is the point. You know I'm with her. You know I'm going to sleep with her. When I leave you, I'm going to her. And you know this.
You know a woman might take you back, but if a man found out a woman cheats, he's not going to touch her ever again. He might not ever take her back. So, I think...
That has nothing to do with it. If you know I'm with somebody, I'm with you, and you know I'm sleeping with somebody else on the side, how am I cheating on you? You already know me and her sleeping
cheating.
Together.
You are cheating. Y'all just don't want to admit to it. You are cheating. It's just the fact just because I know, that don't mean you're not cheating. You still cheating. When I go divorce your ass, I still can say he cheated.
I'm saying, though, you ain't doing nothing about it, though. You letting it ride. You know I'm sleeping with her. When I ain't with you, I'm with her. And you know
like
this. And you ain't doing nothing about it. So how can you say I'm cheating on you?
Can I ask you something, dog? Do you really think that'll hold up in the court of law if y'all was in divorce court?
It ain't going to hold up.
I don't care if it hold up or not. I'm going to tell the judge the same goddamn thing.
Okay, regardless of whether you care or not, answer the question. Answer the question. Do you think that'll hold up?
I don't know. I ain't never been in divorce court.
Okay,
we
ain't going to ask you. Janine, let's answer that question. Do you think his logic will hold up in the court of law? Let's be honest. Let's keep it real, man. Let's keep this real.
That's the dumbest
logic I ever heard in my fucking life.
That's what I believe. If you know I'm messing around on you, then I'm not cheating on you because you already know. You chose not to do nothing. That's on you. That's how I see it. Straight up. How can it be cheating if you already know? It's just like if you're taking a test and you got the answers wrote on your leg and the teacher see the answers wrote on your leg and don't say nothing, that's not cheating because the teacher didn't say
that means she helped you cheat, you jackass.
It's still not cheating, though. At the end of the day, I didn't cheat. The teacher knew. She didn't say nothing, so I kept doing it.
Am I cheating? Oh, my God. Do you really think that?
Then we just say that. She's helping him cheat. Because she's not stopping
it,
so she's helping
them.
Right.
Oh, she ain't doing a damn thing to stop.
I can go with that. I can go with that answer.
Let's just
say that it's not happening, come on.
Well, like I say, I'm down with the president. I don't think he's doing shit wrong. And he want to tell the truth. He want to tell the truth, and they don't even want him to tell the truth. Both of the women. And if you saw the last episode, the wife already knew because when she said, when Olivia asked her, well, how many times is good for you? She already knew they've been fucking around for the last 4 years. And what the wife say? Two times
you're
is good
for me. You're not going to get out here and embarrass me and tell everybody y'all been fucking around all this time and embarrass and ruin my reputation. That's basically how she said it.
And then what number she said? Hold on, y'all messed around two times. I can live with two times.
Hold on.
That's what she said.
Let's put this in a scenario that hopefully you can understand. Janine, let me ask you something, baby. This goes out to you and LaFonda. Okay. You caught me cheating. You knew I was cheating the whole time. Now it didn't get out. It didn't get out to your family. It got out to your family that I'm cheating.
Okay.
Now, do you want to go to your family and tell them I cheated over for the past 4 or 5 years? Or you gonna seem like you just as shocked that you just found out?
you know what, if you talking about going by the situation on the show or me?
I'm just saying, to me, it's pretty much the same thing, because from what y'all saying, okay, she said, well, I'm going to act like I only knew about this twice. I mean, I'm not finna tell the world I knew you've been cheating on me for the last 4 years. I'm not finna tell the world that. Am I correct?
Yeah, she did say that.
Yeah, she did that.
Right, so, I mean, that's just like an average, everyday scenario. A motherfucker ain't going to sit there and say, I mean, I don't know too many people. I mean, a motherfucker be like, well, damn, Kaz got caught cheating. I mean, yeah, is you going to go back and tell everybody, yeah, he been cheating the past 4 years, or you just going to leave it out? Yeah, yeah, I caught him cheating. I caught him with old girl the other day. You going to indulge? You gonna put your whole history out there?
I wouldn't even stay that long. That's the difference. Why be embarrassed about it now when you let it go on this whole time? If I caught you cheating once, twice, three times, eventually I'm going to leave. And eventually,
okay.
I understand what you're saying.
But we're putting this in a scenario of the show.
Okay,
that's a white woman. That ain't no damn black woman. A black woman want to stay that damn long.
Once again, did you just hear what I said? We're putting it in the scenario of the show. We're not talking about you black women. We're putting it in the scenario of the show.
You know what? If they wanted to do it that way, I would have told them that I would not have stood with him. Why? You're not going to embarrass me. Of course I would feel like that's an embarrassment to me. So I wouldn't have stood with him. Basically, it seemed like what she was saying is, if you want me to stand with you as your wife, as the president, as the first lady, then you're not going to sit here and say, it's this many times, you know. So they were like, well, how many times would you like for us to say? You know, so to me, it's more like she's still thinking about, it's about her and her conception and her being the first lady and her career after she is no longer the first lady and things like that. To me, she's still not focused on her marriage and making her marriage work. That's how it seems like to me. Because if that's the case, I would be so upset, I wouldn't even want to stand with you anyway. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. I see what you're saying, but y'all still evading the question. I understand what you're saying.
I wouldn't have stood up there. It wouldn't have been no time. If y'all want to do it that way and say that y'all been sleeping around this whole time, I would not have stood with him. That would have been my answer.
Okay, so, but due to the fact that the show, she did stay, and we're playing off the show, people. Now,
hold on, dog. She just asked you a question, man.
But they never did it. Because she ended up blaming it on somebody else.
Okay.
So she wouldn't have to do it at all.
So in other words, she saved face, right?
Yes, she saved her face. Yes, she did.
Okay. All right. Now, like I said, let's take that, and let's just say this was everyday life. Let's just say it wasn't the president. It was just a random couple. I mean, This is what I'm trying to say. If it's a random couple and same scenario, I mean, he ain't no president, but shit, he might be the breadwinner of the house. He might be the provider. You know what I'm saying? Now, I've seen in a lot of instances where the woman, he might have been cheating for 4 years. And she might have knew, it came out. But I don't think she's finna tell the world that he's been cheating for 4 years. She's not finna go back and tell everybody, all her friends, all this, that, yeah, he's been cheating on me for 4 years. I mean, really?
Wait a minute, man. I'm confused. Even if we was following the show.
Hold on, dog. I'm gonna get to you in a second. Now,
I wouldn't,
what I'm trying.
Of course I wouldn't. I know what you're saying. I said I would not want the world to know something like that because that is embarrassing.
Exactly. That's my whole point. You understand what I was saying?
I'm not saying it's embarrassing, and that's why I say it. I wouldn't have stood with them. If they would have came to me with that scenario and they want to get it out in the open or whatever, I can't stop them from doing that. I wouldn't have been able to stop them.
That's the same thing she did on the show. She did the exact same thing on the show. She was like, you're not going to tell y'all, you're not going to go out there and say y'all been fucking around 4 years. Y'all fuck
not
twice.
Not with me. She said, not with me standing there by your side. I'm not
right.
going to do that.
Y'all did it two times. If y'all can agree with that, then let's roll with it. That's what she did on the show. She just did the exact same scenario on the show, dude. That's what the fuck I just. You know what? Never mind. You, out of all people, just really not listening.
I mean, but you're bringing up the show. You saying we're gonna take it from the show scenario.
And it's the same
show.
Thing. But see, at the end of the day, he still cheated. He cheated, and she trying to save face. Pretty much like any motherfucking relationship, anybody in any type of damn relationship.
He never once denied cheating. He always admitted it to her. From the very beginning, he always said, I slept with Olivia. He never denied it, ever, in a show. He never once said, no, we didn't.
That makes it right.
That makes it that she knew, and it wasn't cheating after that. After he told her, it ain't cheating.
Okay. All right, dude. I mean, if that's the way you look at it, man, that's the way you look at it.
Right. I just think cheating is when the other person don't know that you're sleeping with somebody else. In my book, that's cheating. That's the definition. That's the definition of cheating to me. But if you know that I'm sleeping with this other person and you don't say anything, you're fine with it. So I don't think that's cheating. You're fine with it. You didn't say anything. You didn't try to stop me. How is it? You know what I'm saying? How is it cheating? But if you don't know that I'm, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know I'm going around creeping with, you know, Jill and Judy and Josephine, if I'm doing it behind your back, then it's not cheating. I mean, it is cheating if I'm doing it behind your back. But if you know about it, I don't see how it's cheating. And then you got ulterior motive anyway. All you care about is yourself anyway. Because you ain't even trying to stop me. You never once discouraged me. Not one time. So all you do, you just care about yourself anyway. And I'm still in the chat room by myself.
Like you would
just
be in your house by yourself talking about that you ain't cheating.
Just saying, man. I just don't think it's cheating, man. And she know it ain't cheating. If she didn't know, then it's cheating. But if she found out, but continued to let me do it, then how is that cheating? It's like you gave me a pass. You told me to go ahead. You knew about it. You didn't say anything.
You know what, dog? And here's the thing that gets. Here's the thing that I'm. I hear your voice, but I really don't think you convinced nobody on here that you really believe that.
I ain't trying to convince nobody of nothing, dog. I'm just telling you how I see it. That's how
I don't believe you for the simple fact that if that was the case, the case scenario, dog, there's no way I could see you sitting there saying, well, you know, I mean, I couldn't even see you sitting there saying that to me. Well, dog, if she know, then you good. I cannot see you saying that. I really can't.
Well, that's what I would tell you. If your woman know that you going to fuck that other woman and she ain't said nothing, she ain't doing nothing to stop you, then go for it. She giving you a pass. It ain't cheating. She ain't trying to stop you. And she know that's what you going to do. How is that cheating? I'll tell you flat out,
He ain't cheating to me. She know. She ain't put up no not one obstacle. She ain't said nothing. She ain't done nothing. She ain't trying to stop you.
He even saying he in love with this other person. I mean, how much more can this man say? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
And she cool with it. That's the kicker. She is cool with it.
If you was that hurt and that distraught or that, when you felt that bad, you should be gone by now. This man has said he is in love with this other woman. He been doing all types of shit. I don't care if he was the president or not.
Okay, and I understand everything that you're saying. I really do. But at the end of the day, he's cheating. Am I right?
Not if you
don't want to
be right.
Right, there you go. That's a good answer. That's a great answer. I love that answer.
I mean, and I am. I mean, because at the end of the day, he's cheating. And to me, like I said, I mean, if it was everyday life, motherfuckers be dogging you the fuck out. But it's a black woman. It's a black woman. She getting over. And motherfuckers glorifying it.
I don't see how she's getting over. I mean, she going through some shit too. As far as the show go, she going through some shit. I mean, she ain't got it like it ain't roses for her neither.
Exactly. I don't see it being, you know, that's hard for her to have somebody that you in love with, even when you try to move on, and that's the same person. You just can't get over that person that you're in love with. And here she is. She's living her life alone. So I don't think it's easy for nobody, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, I don't know what motherfuckers saying about on Facebook and all that shit, but she catching hell too.
Yeah.
He catching much hell on the show. So, I, you know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody view the situation. You can ask 100 people, and 100 people going to have 100 different opinions about the situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Everybody going to have a different opinion on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see how nobody can say she's getting over. Because she ain't gaining
exactly.
shit.
Yeah,
she ain't gaining not one fucking thing from fucking the president. Not one thing.
She tried to break it off, and she tried to end it.
Right. She got some clearance codes and, you know, little shit like that, but she ain't getting shit out of that deal. You know, her own father cussing her out.
Exactly.
So she ain't got it roses. It ain't like roses for her. She catching as much hell as everybody else that know
about
it.
And now he didn't let the whole world in with her. He the one that leaked it.
Sure did. And what they do, they turn around and put it off on somebody else.
Exactly.
Just that quick.
Exactly.
Destroy that woman's life. She ain't got shit to do with it. She don't even know what's going on, and her life is destroyed.
Because they were trying to protect Whatchamacallit, right?
No, that was Millie, though. That was the wife.
The wife did it.
The wife was in on that, and
Olivia's staff worked together to pin it on somebody else.
All of them got together.
The president was going in a different direction, and they didn't want them to.
And he was pissed when he found out.
Yep.
He was hot as hell when he found out.
Because he wanted
like,
to tell the truth.
And this is the wife.
Okay. All right. I see your points. I see your points. Your points are duly noted.
Oh, shit, Janine. We didn't want an argument on this motherfucker.
Nah, you
Mark
won.
I ain't going to say we won. No argument.
That motherfucker, he actually agreed, though. Shit, I'm going to take that shit.
I'm gonna take it and run with it. That motherfucker saw our point.
I mean, I see your point in this. I see the
Hold on a second, dog. All right, y'all. We got a lot of people listening. I know y'all want to jump in on the conversation. You got to push one and we'll bring you in. All right, go ahead, dude.
I hear the whole love thing, the whole love scenario. I hear everything. All right, all that's duly noted. I understand that. I mean, like I said, he's still cheating.
Your version.
It's still cheating. That's what I'm. My thing is this. This is what I'm talking about. And I don't even mean. This probably ain't even directed towards you originating. My thing is this. I'm talking about the people who sits there. I mean, you could sit there. I mean, you can see the same scenario play out everyday life. That motherfucker ain't shit. That motherfucker, he this, he that. But then when it comes to this TV show, you're glorified. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
and you got a lot of people out there that do that.
Hold on.
Hey, Father Time and Cash, how are you?
Hey, baby, what's going on?
Nothing.
I like how you gave me top bills on that one.
I told you I would. I keep my promises.
That's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. This the next bill is for you.
Woo-hoo.
You watch that one, right?
But you know what, Cass, the reason why that is because, again, that goes into the fact that people don't know other people's situation. Usually in the real world, when people cheating, that's all it is. That a lot of times, and I ain't going to say all the time, but a lot of times that other person is just a fuck. And it's nothing serious. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but a lot of times other people don't know, like you just said. It's a lot of cases where a lot of people don't know their person's situation. But, I mean, like, okay, let's just say
that. So they're looking from the outside in judging. You see what I'm saying? As if it was a regular, he's just a fuck on the side situation.
That's the whole point I've been trying to make. You're so judgmental. You're so judgmental about when you're seeing some shit on the street that you don't know nothing about. But then you watch this. Before you get to saying all this shit, learn what the fuck it is before you open your mouth.
Are y'all talking about scandals still?
Yeah.
Whole show is about scandal tonight, baby.
Huh?
What's your take on it, Selena?
I only saw that show once. I ain't big on TV these days. I only saw it once. It was cool. But I don't really know. I don't know.
You're not going to have to let's break it. I'm going to try to break it down for you. Okay, the show consists of a lady, Olivia, who's having an affair with the president. Now, I guess with that being said, that the president and her are in love with each other. But the president has a wife.
Mm-hmm.
So now my question was, is this a love story or is this glorifying adultery?
Mm-hmm.
Now, my thing is, Father Time said that it's not cheating. We ain't cheating on his wife because his wife knows.
Okay, all right, make sure you put that part in. Now, his wife knows that he's sleeping with her.
He's not cheating on his wife.
That they sleeping together.
She's not condoning it. She's not telling him it's okay, but she can't stop it. So it's just
She's not going to stop it. It ain't about she can't. She won't stop it. She ain't done shit to stop it.
What could she do to
carry on like you know, it's cool?
Okay, all right, if that's the case, then. So, in your eyes, he's not cheating?
It's still cheating to me, whether the wife knew or not. But, I mean, like, you was just saying something about us on the outside looking in. She probably glad she on top of her and not her. Shit.
Well, now, whatever the reason is, it is what it is. And this is what
right.
I've been trying to say. Whatever the reason is, it is what it is. Whether he's in love with Olivia or he's tired of his wife, whatever the reason is, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, all I'm saying is that he's still cheating.
Yeah, I think so, too. But why if the wife know, why Olivia's not good enough to be the wife? Even though the wife knows, see, I don't know the show. I would have to look.
No,
at
the
it.
President wants Olivia. He wants Olivia to be the first lady. He want to divorce his wife, but his wife won't let him because she wants to still be the first lady. See, the wife is she all out for herself.
Mm-hmm.
She don't give a fuck what he do as long as it don't affect her being the first lady with all the power. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So she don't give a fuck. She already know they fucking. She ain't doing nothing to stop it. She don't care. As long as it don't affect her being the first lady.
Mm-hmm.
Now when it affects her being the first lady, then she go out and do her little dirt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To make sure don't nobody else know about it. She don't want nobody else to know about it because she already know that motherfucker gonna be in peace and they gonna be out the White House. She knows
right.
this.
Right.
So she don't care. She don't give a fuck what he do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Once again, I understand all that. I understand that she don't give a fuck. But nevertheless, he's still cheating.
I don't see this cheating.
Right.
I mean,
we've been
debating
cheat.
This for a damn near hour now. I don't see this cheating. His wife know, and she don't get. Cause his wife know, and she don't give a fuck.
Okay, but he's still cheating, though. Cheating.
How
is
it cheating? If you know I'm sleeping with somebody else, you already caught me. And then you turn around and catch me with this same woman again? How am I cheating
well,
on you? You already knew we was fucking.
Okay, but it's still cheating because it's still married. Anytime you go outside of marriage to sleep with somebody else, it's cheating. You know, maybe not. I mean, the word is cheating. You are cheating, you know, whether your wife knew it or not. That don't make it not cheating.
Yes, it do. If you know and you ain't doing nothing to stop me, you ain't doing nothing to stop me from going to sleep with this other woman.
Nah.
You basically, you telling me, go ahead, just don't bring nothing back home. That's what you telling
me. She telling him to go ahead and what? Cheat. So he cheating.
How is he cheating if she's telling him to go ahead? If she's telling him you go ahead and have sex with this woman, do whatever you got to do, as long as you don't fuck with my shit, I don't care. How is that cheating?
If she actually is not telling him to go ahead and cheat. He's already been cheating. She knows she can't stop him, like you said. But he's cheating. He's definitely cheating. I mean, you don't put up a convincing story, Father Time. I'm sorry.
Hey, you know what? It's 2-2. It's 2-2. I need a tiebreaker. I need somebody to listen to the show to push one and break this tie. If you team him.
LaFonda, you still on here?
She's still here? She just ain't conversating. Like I said, I need somebody to push one and break this motherfucking tie.
I mean, now wait a minute, hold on before so now let me get this right, Jadane. You're saying that he's not cheating. You are saying that he's not cheating.
Oh my goodness.
I just want to make sure, because I've heard y'all which we call, but now Father Time, you're the only one that actually said that he's not cheating.
I said it is, but I feel like she okay with it, so evidently she must be okay.
Okay, right. You said it's okay. So in other words, you're saying it's justified, but it's still cheating, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think you kind of beat 3-1.
Bullshit.
Well, I'm sticking to my guns. Janine, false flag.
I understand. And there's nothing wrong with you sticking to your guns. But at the end
Janine,
of the day.
You false flagged on me.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have another question for you, Father Time. Do you think that's his baby?
Do I think? I don't know. I don't know. You know, they don't even bring in the kids, really. You rarely even see the kids.
Yeah, well, I know the other two are grown or in college or something. I just feel like it's going to be a storyline behind that baby because it was too iffy. They kind of made it seem like she slept around with somebody else. And then remember she pushed the delivery up.
Whoa,
that's
who's
a hell of a storyline right there.
Who's pregnant, Olivia or the wife?
The wife was pregnant. She didn't have the baby now.
You know
what?
Did
he sign his
name
on it?
A hell of a season ender.
Well,
he might end the season on that shit.
He don't have to sign his name. They married. The baby.
Oh well, that's his baby.
Oh, whoa, hold on, man. Hold on. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Was good. That still sounds like a torture. My phone died. My bad.
But you know what, Janine? I never even put that together.
Remember, she went to the doctor's office and asked her to push her to make her go in labor.
Yep.
Who the wife or the girlfriend?
The wife did. Okay.
That might not be his kid.
And when you act like that, if your husband is fucking somebody else, this was before. She been acting like that before they started fucking around.
I missed some stuff, Cass, but boy, y'all cheering for the villain.
Well, why don't you sit back and listen and then
you
catch on?
You have to watch the show. They were so cold with each other, people didn't even realize they was married. Remember that, Father Time?
Yep.
People wasn't even going to vote for them. This was before Olivia even, she had to tell them, y'all look cold. Y'all act like y'all don't even sleep together.
Right. Y'all ain't sleep in the same room.
Exactly.
It don't matter.
There was no love there. And
there
still ain't no love there.
Are there under the eyes of God, man and wife?
We're not saying how she acts, how the wife acts.
Right, man, you got to watch the show.
Y'all make another bad guy. And she the one got cheated on.
And she probably cheated on him.
Exactly.
Because it might not be his baby.
But she probably, this is speculation. Y'all know he's
fucking
somebody
else. Well, how you going to run up and tell a doctor, hey, look, I need you to push my date back. I need the date. I got pregnant to match this date. Hey, I need you to do that for me.
It could be anything.
Get the fuck out of here.
Boy.
It ain't his baby.
So wait a minute. Let's get this. Okay, hold on, man. Hold on. Let's get this facts. What we're speculating is that she may have cheated on him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But now what we do know for a fact is that he has cheated on her.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what's your point?
Shit. Cheating is cheating. He cheated. Y'all
so
speculate. No. You're hoping that they say that she cheated. But right now it don't sound like she did just yet.
I never thought about that, but since Janine put it in my ear. That's a cliffhanger. I will be looking for
man. Let her in. What's going on?
I have been squirming because I've been like, man, I want to talk so bad. So I snuck outside. Okay, you know what? Yes, the president is cheating. Yes, his wife do know about it. But Millie is out for Millie. Like they said, Millie only gives a fuck about Millie. Do she know? She has tried to stop this from sleeping with Olivia. He told him, you got one more time to see that bitch, and I'm going to kill your ass. But then, you know what I'm saying, some other shit happened and, you know, crisis averted. She pushed the, I don't think she cheated. She pushed up the, she induced labor because when she was sitting there talking to the doctor, you know what I'm saying, she was like, we were never more strong than when we, you know what I'm saying, than in the delivery room. So she figured, okay, well, I'll try to keep my husband, you know what I'm saying, by using our baby. And he figured that out. He was like, you think I'm crazy? You know what I'm saying? She induced, you know? And shit, he wanted to divorce her. He wanted to marry Liz.
Oh, no, that just got to be cheating. They didn't think about that. You know, she could have been doing it to try to keep her husband, but nah, she's the bad guy.
No, they had said something previously about her cheating, but it didn't come out all the way. But in one of them episodes, it had came out that she might have cheated. But they couldn't. We'll find out in 8 weeks.
Okay, that's the operative word here. Might is the operative word, right? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
yeah,
all right, okay.
That's just pure speculation. We don't know that at all, you know, and that's definitely not why she induced the pregnancy.
Okay, so now, liquor store, before you have to run in, let me ask you.
Do you
consider that the president's, that he's cheating? Well, he's not cheating,
I mean,
because she knows.
Yeah, he's cheating. He's cheating. He's been cheating. When Millie found out about her, them switching together, season one, and... You know, the whole...
What did she do when she found out they were sleeping together? What did she do?
When she first found out about it, she was real candid with it. It was just like, okay, well, Fitz needs Liz, so Fitz, let's bring in Liz. She knew. She, like, condoned that because she wanted to keep her position. As long as Fitz was happy, Millie didn't care. You know what I'm saying? Millie didn't give a fuck. As long as Fitz was happy and he was able to do his job, run the country, and she kept her position, she never cared.
So how's it cheating?
It's still cheating, Carmen, no matter what. No matter how you break it down, no matter how many times you say, but she knew about it. It's still cheating. Now, like, I agree with y'all, you know what I'm saying? She helped him cheat, if you want to, you know what I'm saying, put that out there. But it's still cheating. There's no way to say that he's not cheating. He's definitely having an affair on his wife.
I agree. All I'm saying is you don't wait till now he in love with the woman. Now you want to try to stop it. That's what I'm saying. You should have tried to stop it long time ago. But because she was so busy trying to look out for herself and be the powerful first lady or whatever, you let it go on to get that far.
In the beginning of season two, she told him. She was like, you know what I'm saying, I'm sick of this shit. Once Liz and the president started conflicting, she was like, okay, well, now I'm taking my husband back because you left and that fucked him up. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm taking my husband back. But he nearly failed miserably. He always, like, he never, maybe they started out in love or whatever, but when he became the president and that whole election and the whole time he's been in office, he has not wanted his wife. You know what I'm saying? He, at every cost, pushes her away pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. And she knows it. She fucking knows it. But because she still wants to be the first lady, and because they all know that if they divorce or the affair comes out completely, that's going to get him put out of office. Nobody wants Fitz out of office. The whole thing is keep Fitz in office.
Put him out of office? The motherfucker should never be in office. They rigged the election.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. That's we're not talking about that tonight. But since he's there, everybody's
all up. No, we are talking about that because that's all she cared about. That goes back to my point of him not cheating once she found out. Because she's all about herself.
But if you want to say that, then so is Liz, because they all joined in rigging that election. Everybody had
a hand. She was fucking the president then too.
Right, but I'm saying
they had already started fucking by then, so she already caught feelings.
But what did she get out of it? That's the whole thing. She didn't even want to do it. That was the difference with me. She wasn't getting nothing out of her doing
it. Being president. Nope. She didn't get nothing out of
it. The only thing she was looking at was because that was going to help him get to where he wanted to be. So to me, she was doing it for him. When you look at why Millie did it, that was for her. It didn't have nothing to do with him. That was the difference.
And
she was the one that held out the longest.
What's the cheapest stab? The gay dude. What's his name again? I can't remember
his name. Cyrus. Cyrus.
I feel sorry for him. He just wants the man to be the president. That's all he wants. That motherfucker had a heart attack and everything. He just wants the man to be the president. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
He the only motherfucker on the show that got his back. He the only motherfucker that got the president's back. I don't care what the crisis is. He going to fix that shit.
Yeah.
He going to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And he going to kill somebody if he got to, but he going to fix it.
Yeah, season two, Cyrus and Lily was at war with each other because, you know what I'm saying, they found out about the whole election rigging and all of that shit, and then they was, you know,
mm-hmm.
they was at war with each other and trying to
Yeah, but she was only doing it to protect herself and her position.
Exactly. Exactly.
She didn't give a fuck about her husband. She was doing it for herself.
Right, and she even said, if he just put out of office or if he leaves me, she said if he divorced her, she was going to, you know what I'm saying, basically take every penny of presidential capital he had and run for office of themselves. So Millie's always been out for Millie. And I completely agree with Janine when she said, you know, the whole rigging thing. Everybody else wanted Fitz in office. Millie wanted the office. And even, like, when they was going through, like, when he got shot, she took it upon herself to forge some paperwork and, you know what I'm saying, try to make all these decisions. Exactly. He died in
the
office.
You trying to force papers to make people believe he's still alive, making sure he still keep his office.
Yep, and then when them people, remember when the hostages were taken and she had a private conference call, but that leaked because it was a reporter on the line.
Yeah.
You know, he's always been out familiar.
And does anybody remember her ever going to the hospital?
Yes,
I don't remember her being in the hospital.
There's no way to combat that. He's definitely cheating.
Okay, let me ask something that's on a smaller scale, but considering the same thing. Let's just say if we all had an uncle. We had an uncle and auntie, right? And I've actually had this where my uncle was the breadwinner. My uncle was the breadwinner. He paid all the bills, paid the car notes, everything. But, hey, he cheated. He was a cheater. I mean, he pretty much had another family.
Mm-hmm.
My auntie knew about it, but she was accustomed to this lifestyle. She was accustomed to this lifestyle that he gave her. And as far as he was concerned, as long as you sit your ass down and don't complain and do nothing like that, you gonna keep this lifestyle. Okay. She did it. She sat down and she took it. Now, she knew. I mean, she knew. She knew. She didn't call him numerous times. Now let's just say this is. Let's just say Janine. Liquor store, timer. This is our auntie. Are we gonna look at him like, well, he ain't cheating? Cause she know.
No, he's still cheating.
Hearing no mind.
She accepted it. She accepts their relationship. You know, and if her thing is, you know, you're taking care of home, which we talked about that before, too. I told you, I know a person that's personally like that. You know what I'm saying? His wife is like, basically, as long as outside don't visit the house, what you do?
And stuff like that, what I say is none of my business. And that's what I be saying. People need to mind their business. That's those people's business, and whatever happens,
right.
That's
I mean,
what
if
happens.
That business,
that's something that she's dealt with in her.
Right.
That's
okay.
How they
and
are with
you're
each other.
110% right.
Mm-hmm.
You're 110% right. But I mean, my question once again, my question is he cheating?
Yeah, he's cheating, but she's helping him cheat.
I'm not disputing that. And see, this is the part that nobody that. Certain people not
but
understanding.
I see, yes. I
see. I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying
people.
Certain people are not understanding.
I'm still saying no, he ain't cheating.
She know.
You are, dog, you, come on, man. Come on, brother.
You ain't got to call me, sir, people. You say my name. Negro,
you know he knows he sounds sick, but don't even, don't worry about it, Cash. He knows he sounds sick.
I still don't think it's cheating if the other person know. The other person know, I don't think it's cheating. That's my definition of cheating. I mean, every, like I say, you can ask 100 people, you get 100 different answers. That's not.
Nah, you the only person giving a different answer.
I'm pretty sure I ain't the only motherfucker that feel like that. Hold on, we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Hello, this is Sherry.
Sherry?
How you doing, Sherry?
I'm fine. Is Zach available?
This is
I don't know Zach.
Okay. I mean, all
right. Well, I know Zach Scott. What is he got another name up there?
Whoa! Wait a minute, now. You ain't be calling up government names.
Okay, well, what's the other name then?
Cass. Just call me Cass.
Okay, this Cash.
Yeah, that works fine, too. Just don't call my government no more, please.
Okay, well, this is Sherry. I'm calling all the way from Birmingham. I didn't know it was Cash, so.
Oh, hey, cuz.
That's what's up.
Oh, you can't be calling the government out on the show now.
I didn't know anything else. Okay,
you
well,
whole
delete
first
it.
Name and last name.
Okay, you at the radio station. You can delete it, right?
I know we're live.
Oh, okay, my bad. Okay, well, look for Cash.
Okay, what's up, baby?
Nothing. I just wanted to holler at you. I knew you was on the air live, and I was just wanted to show some love to you, darling.
That's what's up. Now, Sherry, let me ask you, though, why I got you on here. Do you watch Scandal?
Faithfully,
okay. All right, now help me out. Now, help me out here. Now,
okay.
My man here says that because the first lady knows that he's messed around with Olivia, that's not considered cheating. Now, what is your take on that?
It's not.
Thank you.
It's not cheating.
I go way back. Everything's out in the open. I mean, if cheating is only someone don't know about it.
Okay. All right.
Hey. I mean,
you got you one, though. You got somebody on your side. You got somebody on your side.
Other person know it ain't cheating.
Exactly.
Okay, so I mean, all right. So you feel like that? I mean, so in other words, you do feel like the show is a love story?
Yeah, I feel like it is. It's something like
okay.
It's a love story with a twist.
Love story with a twist. All right. Cause me personally, I feel like they glorifying adultery.
Oh, that's because you're married. You got to say that, right?
Who?
People that's married.
Oh, I don't know. You just what I tell you. You gonna cut Sherry off real soon. I'll tell you that now.
Don't be acting like the phone hook up on me. You know family reunion coming up.
I know.
Hey, Sherry, let me ask you a question since you say you're a diehard fan. Do you think that's the president's baby?
You think that's his baby? From his wife, the first lady?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's like 50-50. Because she's doing her thing, too, now. She's doing her thing, too. So
yeah,
that's
I said 50-50. The same thing.
So I want no time here from Maury mouth. I mean, that's the only way I believe it.
Okay, everybody keeps saying they speculating that she cheating. Did they actually say she cheated?
No, they speculating. There's a lot of stuff speculating that they're speculating that. I mean, she's doing her dirt, too. Otherwise,
yeah.
I mean, would you just stick in there just because you're the first lady, you would prefer to be cheated on and, you know... It's just crazy. So she evidently she don't think too much of herself.
Okay. All right. I'm scared to ask you another question. You about to tell my address and where I live at. Damn.
It is. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I didn't mean to do that, Cash.
Okay.
I didn't know how it worked, Cash. I was just calling to show you some love, baby. That was it.
And I appreciate it, baby. And I thank you and let everybody know I said what's up down there.
I will. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. I can fuck with her. Yeah, hurry up, hang her up. Damn, she just woo. I mean, just put my whole government on my bet and everything out, huh?
It'll be alright, man.
I know. I'm gonna shout out to my cuz down there in Alabama. Sorry about that, Dan. I was just trying to hang her up really fast.
Oh, my damn. He didn't hold the whole top up.
I'm trying to hang up. Shit. You about that one motherfucker stay in. Yeah, everything.
Oh, my God. I had to look at the clock. Like, what time is it?
I'm trying to I'm hit buttons. Hey, let me hurry up and get this motherfucker off the phone.
Oh, that's funny. We gonna have to call you Cash now.
Right. I it don't matter as long as she just stopped calling me by my government name. And she said my last name and everything. God damn, well, I'm glad the IRS said somebody ain't looking for me. Got his ass not.
Man, I'm still in the chat room.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm lonely, goddamn.
Oh.
Somebody come and join me in the video chat room.
You know, I'm having a little difficulty with mine, man, for whatever odd reason. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Hey, man, you know what I just noticed something?
What?
I'm in the chat room, right? You know, I'm looking at the screen.
What?
I'm a handsome motherfucker, man. Damn. I'm a pretty good looking dude. Damn, I got the goatee going on. Shit. Motherfuckers better look out. Watch the fuck. Watch out there now.
That's just what you look like, some old motherfucker. Watch out there now.
Watch out there now. Jam the ground up in this motherfucker. I knew I was going to be in the chat room, so I cleaned up my man cave and everything. Ain't got nobody to show it to. Is that a bitch? And this motherfucker by myself.
I mean, I would try to get in there with you, but shit, ain't no sense of me and you looking at each other.
I know, huh? Trying to catch somebody in the chat room. Like, cut your webcam on. Hey, we got some birthdays, so y'all get on the site and wish them happy birthday, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah. Father Time, let me ask you.
What's up?
Do you think he was wrong for the whole Jake situation? The president, they shoot Team President, Team Fitz.
I'm Team Fitz. Jake. Okay, refresh my memory. Who the hell is Jake?
The guy that he had spying on her, and then he ended up sleeping with her. And then when he realized she was talking to somebody, he basically was trying to use him
to stop whoever she was talking to and didn't even realize it was a person you had spying on her.
Yeah, I know. And he played that part well. Played it well.
I don't remember him ever finding out about that, though. Oh, yeah, he did find out.
Yeah, Cyrus. You remember Cyrus playing him the video tape? Because when he was trying to break them up. Mm-hmm. And then he went and told Olivia that he killed that woman in the hospital.
Yeah, but see, you know what, though? The president, even though I am Team Fitz, he was wrong. Because, you know, Olivia, you know, they wasn't together at the time. She was trying to get away from his ass.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know.
So, wait a minute.
On
let me
that
get
point,
this right.
He was wrong.
Let me get this right. So, the president had just came obsessive, right?
Well, I don't know if it was obsessive. I mean, he was in love with the woman.
Yeah, he was in love with
Didn't he put cameras in the house?
Yes, he had the guy watching
well,
her.
Well, he's the president in there. He put the cameras in there now. Come on now.
Well,
but he had somebody to do
it. Yes, he did.
Well, he
you
can,
don't think
he got all.
Hey, you
he can
don't
deny
think that's
that.
Obsessive, dog?
He can deny that. He can deny. He has all deniability against that.
I'm saying he got all deniability, yeah, but he did do it. And you don't think that's obsessive?
He was in love, man. I mean, well, he is in love.
So, okay, even though he's in love, you don't think that's a little obsessive putting cameras in somebody else?
Yeah, I think that's a little bit of, yeah. I agree with you on that one. That's a little obsessive. But, I mean, you know, once he found out, he took care of it.
Yeah, well, he shouldn't have did in the first place. That's why I'm backfiring on him.
Yeah, he was wrong for that shit. He was wrong for that.
Wow.
I'm rolling with the president, but on that point, he was wrong.
And they got her in there crying, and she missing him and stuff. Oh, that was really sad. That made me upset.
You know, a lot of people was upset about that because they look at it as like, you know, they portraying the black woman crying over the white guy. You know what I mean? But
well,
I didn't really
I
see it like that.
I wasn't looking at it like that. I
wasn't
was
either.
It was
just a woman in
him.
Love.
Yeah, people always want to bring up the race card. It was a woman in love. She's trying to end it because she knows it's not right and she wanted a life for herself. And here it is. Now she just signed on. She don't even got no cameras. She don't even know it. Got cameras all in the house watching everything she do.
Well, that's what
she and, then the person that's watching her, that the president had watching her, starts to fall in love with her too. And
yeah,
then,
I know.
It's ridiculous. It's, I was like, that's ridiculous. Hey,
you know what
nobody.
Olivia is? She
Uh-oh.
Ain't nothing. No. Olivia, she is the reverse of Sookie. Everybody wants Sookie.
Sookie
from True Blood. Everybody on the show wants Sookie. Just like everybody on the show got to have a piece of Olivia. And I admit, they both some hoes. I hate fucking Sookie. I can't stand her. I mean, I know it's a totally different show. I can't stand that motherfucker. Sookie. Everybody love they Sookie.
But Olivia wasn't out there. You know, she actually thought they were actually meeting up with each other accidentally. You see what I'm saying? Even though he was spying on her.
Yeah, but you know what her problem is? She wants to be the first lady. She actually think it's going to happen.
No, you know what? I don't even think she wants that. I think she just wants to be with him.
She
want to
be the first lady. He told her, look, I'm going to divorce my wife. I'm moving you into the White House. I don't give a fuck what nobody says.
That's because he's still the current president. I think she would still want to be with him even if he was not the president any longer.
No. Remember when he told her that he was going to tell the truth and he was going to resign so they could be together. And she told him, no. Don't do that. Does she want to be first lady?
I don't think so. I think she just was doing that for him, so she didn't want him to mess over his career for her. That's how it sounded to me. That she did not want him to fuck over his career for them, for her.
and then he regretted later on. That's what she was saying.
You know, we've been on the same page all night, but I got to
disagree. Yeah, nah, well, I don't.
She was, her own father said it. Her own father told her in the last episode. You thought he was going to bring you into the White House? Get real. Her own daddy told her that.
Yeah, he told her that, but she wants to be with him regardless of where it's at. I don't think it has nothing to do with her being no first lady. I really don't.
I don't know. I think she wanted to be the first lady. She was ready to move in.
She
was ready
to
move in.
I think
she
would do
that. I don't care.
I think she'll do it to be with him. But I think if
he
wasn't the president, she would still want to be with him.
I agree with you, Janine. I don't think it has. I don't think that the love part of their relationship has shit to do with him being the president. That's Millie's deal. Millie wants to be the first lady.
Exactly.
They just want to be.
So does Olivia.
Olivia is perfectly fine doing what she do. She's a problem solver.
Exactly.
That's what she do, and she don't have
exactly.
no problem with what she do.
Mm-hmm.
I think if this was one of her clients and they happen to fall in love with each other, I think that she would be fine with that.
Mhm.
Okay. All right. We're gonna see when his ass get kicked out of office. We're gonna see where she at.
I mean, she
I
fell in love
you,
with
she
him
ain't gonna be rolling with his ass.
She fell in love with him before he was actually, quote unquote, elected. They fell in love before he, you know, actually was the president. They fell in love during
right.
the
so when
campaign.
He became the president, she was like, "Shit, time me to step my game up. I could be the first lady."
Nah,
you
nah.
ain't never made
her
no
game.
Kind of. Mm-mm. Now you mm-hmm. just make yourself up now, cause she ain't never
old.
Made no. Exactly.
Y'all, now wait. Y'all really just not coming to this conclusion that this nigga making stuff up? He actually just said a motherfucker ain't cheating.
I know that.
Actually, hey, I believe that. If they know they ain't cheating.
No, I really think he believes that. That's why I'm saying that. Yeah, I think he really, truly believes what he's saying. But this
and
why
I'm telling
here,
you
he
right
just
now,
making up because I know that ain't true.
If he divorced his wife right now and asked Olivia to marry him and be the first lady, y'all think she going to say no?
Because she wants to be with him. I'm not saying she wouldn't. I'm saying because she wants to be with him, not because he's the president. You trying to say she only marrying him because he's the president and she want to be the first lady. That's not true.
She do want to be. She wants to be the first lady.
That's not true. That's not true. And
go
she
back
ain't
and watch
never
the
made
last
no,
like the last 3-4 episodes. She wants to
she
be the first lady. She
ain't
actually
never
thought
made
about
no,
it. It was in her head
okay.
and everything. It was unlike the first season. I mean, not the first season, but the first episode of this season.
Mm-mm. I ain't never seen that.
Me neither.
When they were sitting in
the
little
bunker. Did she not make a better first lady than freaking Millie? Shit. I don't like her. I don't like her at all. That bitch is vindictive and conniving and sneaky and fucking she's dirty. Millie is all dirty.
Well,
and
she don't.
And Olivia the same way?
Yeah, I'm not saying she ain't, but you know what? I think Olivia really do want to help other people. Millie just wants to help them.
I would never put them two in the same sentence.
No. Olivia does her dirt. Olivia does her dirt to get other people out of dirt. You see what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Yep.
Millie does dirt to help herself.
Exactly. Like when she signed that paper when that man wasn't even conscious yet. He came out of that motherfucking coma or whatever. He was like, I want a goddamn divorce. Bitch, you you forced me to recover faster than I was ready to. You know what I'm saying? He basically, she's dirty. Millie's all about Millie. Olivia, at least, her job is to help other people, and she do care about the people around her. She cares about all her colleagues.
She
and
do
everybody
care about
her
people.
She cares
yeah, she
enough
do care
about
her
them.
People.
Yeah, she cared enough about the president and the first lady to get them to at least get to the point where, you know what I'm saying, they were communicable with one another. They weren't even talking at first.
And that was before they started sleeping together.
Yeah, it was.
Right.
I mean, look what
like
she did for the crazy dude. She took
like
that motherfucker off
dirty.
The street. And he, that motherfucker's so fucking crazy, he looked at her and told her, hey, you want me to kill this motherfucker or what? I'll take care of it for you. I ain't got no problems with killing this motherfucker.
Nuts. He sure don't.
He don't got no problem with smoking anybody for her. Now, that's the motherfucker you need on your team. He looked at her like, hey, what's up? What you want me to do? I'll take care of this for you if you want me to. She looked at him like, no. I'm like, fuck it, I'll go kill this motherfucker. I ain't got no problem with it. He a bad motherfucker. But I'm still Team Fritz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like Cyrus too, though. I think Cyrus is cool. He down for the president no matter what. I think that's cool.
I knew he was about to have that heart attack. I said, that motherfucker is about to pass out.
He was stressed the fuck out. That motherfucker was, he didn't know what the fuck was going on. He like, I can't fix this.
Well, he was running down that hallway trying to get to Nelly, and I was cracking up.
At least we got our questions answered. I'm cool. I'm cool with the outcome. We got our questions answered.
All right, but let me jump to. Did you see the Suns?
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
I think I'm just saying this. I mean, I know, you know, the name of the show is The Sons of Anarchy. But in real life, I don't think they stand a chance against some Irish motherfuckers. But, of course, they're going to win the war. But in real life, I don't know. Them IRA motherfuckers crazy. They blew up the fucking clubhouse. The whole
I was like, God damn. Well, so hey,
he is doing too much.
Who?
Jax.
Oh, yeah. Clay, Clay did get some ass, though.
But he got it the wrong way.
He got it some ass. Shit, he in prison. He got some ass.
But what y'all think going to happen, though? Because now Nero about to go to jail.
Yeah, they got Nero dead to rights. I don't see him getting out of this. I think he off the show. I don't see him beating
this. I see the sheriff helping Nero out of this. Because he know he didn't do it.
I'm wondering why they haven't went to the guy, wherever the hotel room he was staying at. Because, you know, usually when someone passed, they got to go in there, you know, it should be some evidence still in the little motel room he was staying at. That's where he killed that.
Yeah, but you got to remember, though, you know, that motherfucker, the police, he know how to clean up. As much dirt as that motherfucker was doing, you know he know how to cover his tracks. I think Nero's done. I think he's off the show. I don't see him beating this.
Mm.
They got him dead to rights.
Yeah, but I'll see him, if anything, go to prison and make some type of alliance with Clay.
Really?
No,
because Jimma done told him what happened.
Yeah, he ready to fuck Clay up.
I think he ready to fuck the guards up and everybody the way he was looking.
I don't see him and Clay having no type of words.
I don't see him going off this show. Not just yet, anyway. Not before the end of the season. Maybe that next year, maybe the last season, yeah, something got to give. But I don't see him going off the show right now.
Oh, no, man. They got good.
And what y'all think about to happen with Tara? Because her ass, she was already halfway out the door. Now they done blew up the shit off of killed her kids. That bitch is about to be gone.
You know, me and him was talking about this the other day. Now, you know the Abel's mama?
Yes.
Now, do you think her and Tara are together to bring the club down? See, that's what he think. He think her and Tara is conspiring to bring the club down. I don't think they are. I think she just want to get away from the club. But I don't think she's going to do nothing to bring the club down.
You can't help but bring the club down. That's the only way you're going to get out of it.
She's going to bring the club down regardless. She's writing all this shit down.
Right. You're going
to be able to see.
I don't see her bringing the club. I see her getting a divorce and getting her kids away from Gemma. But I don't see her bringing the club down.
How can you?
What's
okay,
that girl is gonna turn against her. How you gonna trust a crackhead, an ex crackhead, who, oh my God, did everything while the baby was, you know, in her womb, and now you gonna trust this woman with both of your kids? And she been trying to get back with Jack most of the time anyway.
No, I ain't seen that. I haven't seen that.
You ever seen her trying to get back with Jax?
Not lately. No, I haven't. Jax don't want shit to do with her ass.
Well, what was that whole thing when she just had that mark on her neck and shit? And
that was
Tara.
That was her and Tara conspiring against Gemma.
What did that have to do with Gemma? Because she was trying to get Jax to come see her. To come rough off some dude for her that didn't even exist, talking about she had some bruise on her neck. And she just used Gemma to try to get to Jax. But when Gemma was like, he been going through too much, she didn't get a chance to talk to him.
You remember when Tara asked her later on in that same episode, Tara asked her, did you go see Gemma? She was like, yeah, I did exactly what you asked me to do. So Tara was in on that, too.
Look,
you know what I'm saying?
My whole thing is there's no way that she cannot bring. He's not going to just let her walk away with his kids. So in order for her to get custody of them kids, she's going to have to do something to prove that he's that he's an unfit person. And the only way you're going to prove that he's an unfit person, you're going to have to say some fucked up shit about that club.
Well, they already wrote all the violent things. You heard the lawyer.
And Abel's mama, she like, yeah, I will testify all the bad stuff that went on when I was in the club.
Exactly.
How you not going to bring it down?
I don't see that. I don't see her bringing a club down. She care about them dudes, man.
Alright.
I just don't. I see them writing in some kind of way. I mean, I don't even think she's going to be able to get the divorce because I don't think he's going to let that shit happen. I think he would kill her ass before he let her take his kids.
And she knows that. So how can you walk away? You know you can't just walk away with his kids. So you already know. She knows she got to do something crucial to get him out the picture.
So do y'all think he in on it? I kind of had an inkling it's going to be a twist with this. Do y'all think maybe he's in on it with her?
Who? To bring down the club?
Who, Jax?
To get out, yeah.
Nah, that's one thing. I think he loves that club
to death.
I ain't saying he's trying to jump it out of the club. I'm just saying to get out of the club.
But how would you spin it, though? I mean, how would he be able to show face in front of his brothers if he went that route?
Fake his death?
Oh, damn. Do you know Kurt Suter? You know Kurt Suter? The motherfucker that write the show? Because if this shit happen, we going to have a long talk.
They said next season is the last season.
Oh, it is? I didn't know that.
That's what they said.
They got one more season after this one, and I think they're going to end the show.
Well, I can see him walking away at the end, but I don't know what
that's
type of scenario.
That's what I'm saying as an ending. If he fakes his death, then it won't be like he left the club. You see what I'm saying? And then Gemma won't be able to fight for the kids because then she had been and already had all of this shit put together.
I don't think nobody's going to – I don't think Gemma's going to make it out to the next season. Well, if she do make it to the next season, Gemma's going to die off the show. That's my prediction.
You think so?
Yeah, Gemma's going to die off the show.
Why
you think that, man? I don't see
I
that. Why do you think that?
Because it's like you can't beat her. And the only way to beat – only way for Tara to win – is Gemma dead. That's the only way Tara can win. That's the only way. And if at the end you putting Jack and Jax and Tara together, only way to win, you going to have to kill Gemma. Somehow, some way, Gemma going to have to die off that show. I don't want it because I like Gemma, but you can't beat her. I mean, Gemma is so fucking ruthless. Gemma, I mean, shit, she done took being gang raped and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
For the club. You think you're going to take her babies from her? No.
I never saw her dying off this show, man. I cannot.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see Tara killing her at the end, but I would never think that would happen. You know what I'm saying? Now, if she dies, she's going to die at the hands of Tara. Because can't nobody else get close enough to kill her but Tara.
I agree. And that's the only way Tara can win. And if they let Tara win, if Tara wins, it's strictly because they have to kill Jim off.
Yeah. I didn't know it was coming to an end, man. I love that fucking show. That motherfucker like The Wire, man. You can keep that motherfucker going.
I'm at the point now. I'm finna stop watching TV because it's like every show I get hooked on to, they take it off.
Yeah, they get
ready
early,
seasons,
man.
How many seasons y'all want?
Shit. MASH went on for 20 years.
It ain't gone on for no 20 years.
Shit.
Star Trek
it seemed like it, but it didn't.
Star Trek was about 20 years. Law and Order. That motherfucker was about 20 years. I mean, shit, you know, they just get a year older, that's all.
Mm-mm.
I mean, just think if they started with Clay when he was 18, how many years that show be on? You know what I'm saying?
That's just like Breaking Bad. It's gone now.
Great fucking show.
Mm-hmm.
Great fuck. I still think they had about 3 more good years left of that show. That motherfucker was still winning Emmys. That motherfucking show was still winning Emmys. And they still
The
took
Wire.
It off. Great fucking
One
show.
One of the greatest shows of all time, The Wire. Gone.
They could have kept that going, man. They could have had Michael B. Omar.
The Sopranos. Well, he dead now, but look how long the show been off.
Yeah, it's been going for a while.
Right, I'll say, I'm going to stop watching TV, man, because every show that I get hooked to, they take it off. Nah, look at this. We got one more season of Suds left.
Fucked up, man. Yeah. I did not know it was coming down to the end.
Who didn't depress
them? I'm thinking 2-3 more years ago. Right, I'm depressed like a motherfucker now. I ain't even pumped to watch it no more because I know it's going to end.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn, man. They could end some shit like The Walking Dead. End that shit. Keep the songs on.
Well,
that's what I heard.
one more season. Yeah, maybe Jack's leaving or something. You know, he about to start doing movies and stuff. And
yeah, he got a couple movies now.
He done became real popular, so maybe they don't have no choice.
Yeah, that's what happened with Sopranos. Tony wanted more money. They like, fuck you. We ain't give you no more money. He said, well, I'm done. So they had to end it. Now, you know, a mob show, you know, they can carry that shit for 30 years. Always some shit going on with the mob.
Mm-hmm. And with Jack's Bone, I mean, really, would people really continue watching it?
I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't watch it without Jax. It just wouldn't be the same. I mean, unless they got Clay out of jail. I was still watching the president.
I wouldn't watch it.
Oh, wow. I can't watch it with Bobby the president. Or Chip. I'm straight on them. Bobby going nomad anyway. All right, man, we done went over, y'all. So let's go in and end this joint. Janine, you got any last words for us?
Oh, it was good talking with fellow scandal watchers.
Yeah, I know it's coming on tomorrow.
Yes, it sure does. I'll be planting trees at work.
Planting trees. Oh, damn. You know what? Last week you said you had something to tell us. We still didn't get to it.
Oh. Well, maybe next time, because I definitely don't remember now.
Oh,
so, all right. Well,
no harm, no
foul. See you guys next week.
All right. Liquor Store, you still here?
Yeah, I'm here. Good show, Glad I was able to chime in. I'll be back next week, since City Radio.
What's up? You got last words, dog? He still cheated. Lord have mercy. He still cheated. SinCityRadio.net, y'all. Okay, let's get on that, man. It's getting there. We're getting there. We need more participation. That's what's up. Thank everybody for calling. And thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Next week, y'all. Peace, love, and hair growth.